With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. As the war in the Middle East between Israel and Hamas continues, a major rally will take place this afternoon at the National Mall in support of Israel.
The Jewish community of America, frankly, the Jewish community of the world, is extraordinarily vulnerable and frightened.
Rabbi David Callender of Congregation Olam Tikva in Fairfax, Virginia.
The importance of this rally is for us to draw strength and comfort in knowing that we can not only be strong together, but also cry together as well.
And what about calls for a ceasefire?
The problem is that everyone wants to see this as two sides, the Israelis and the Palestinians, and it's not. There's a third vector in here, which is Hamas, which is just pure evil.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Also at SRNnews.com, the U.S. government runs out of money at midnight Friday, and there will be a partial shutdown unless new funding is approved. The House is expected to vote today on a stopgap package to keep the government running into the new year.
If the measure is approved by the House, the Senate would then act ahead of Friday's shutdown deadline. But the bill is unlikely to win enough support from the House Republican majority, and new Speaker Mike Johnson will have to rely on Democrats to ensure passage. Critics call Johnson's proposal a bizarre two-part process that temporarily funds some federal agencies to January 19th and others to February 2nd, and it comes without any of the deep cuts conservatives are demanding. Donna Porter, Washington.
World leaders will face demonstrations in San Francisco this week. This week's APEC summit is drawing activists protesting environmental abuses, poor working conditions, and the Israel-Hamas war. Tomorrow, President Biden will be in Northern California to meet with China's Xi Jinping. This is SRN News. SRN's Michael Harrington reports on a new poll asking American voters about the LGBT question.
The numbers come from the Public Religion Research Institute, and they indicate that the gay agenda is a litmus test issue for 28% of respondents. That is to say, they will not cast a ballot for a candidate if he does not agree with them on LGBT matters. 35% of Americans say homosexuality is just one of many issues they consider, and 36% say they don't care about it one way or the other. Democrats are more concerned than Republicans. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In 1915, the Ottoman Empire began a genocidal purge of Christians. One religious freedom group warns that the leader of modern-day Turkey would like to start another one. International Christian Concern accuses Turkish President Erdogan of engineering hostility toward believers as he tries to make his country more Islamic. ICC points to a rise in attacks against Christians. This is SRN News. Hyundai is boosting pay for its factory workers, joining Honda and Toyota in bringing wages closer to the big three automakers.
Hyundai says it's raising workers' pay by 25% in the coming years, which is about the same as what the United Auto Workers Union won for its members, who work at General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis. Labor experts say the increases are driven in part by an effort to thwart the UAW from trying to unionize the foreign run U.S. auto plants. UAW President Sean Fain says UAW now stands for You Are Welcome, as nearly 150,000 members vote on their new contract proposals. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Home Depot sales were down 3% last quarter as customers opted for smaller, less expensive home improvement projects. More details at SRNnews.com.